She was a pretty girl in her early 40s, a homemaker, a landscaper, and a former police officer who enjoyed drawing and the outdoors. That's what the obituary said. Buffy was also a heroin addict. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. I got to know Buffy several months she was in jail. She was very likable and easy to talk to. And she was looking forward to getting out of jail and on with her life. But as the time for release got near, she was concerned. "I don't have any place to go," she said. "I have nowhere to stay and no one to help me." "No one?" I asked. "Not a family member, a friend, or a neighbor?" "No," she replied. "No one." We talked about an available halfway house or a transitional housing unit where she could stay until she got her bearings. The problem is, in our county, there are next to none available. One of our common pleas court judges said that residential housing for women is the single most important need for the county. Women with addictions have no chance if we send them back to a home where a man is abusing drugs and alcohol every day. She assured me she would look into it, but I don't know that she did. "I'll keep you in my prayers," I whispered as she gave me a hug at the end of our time together. And that was the last time I saw her. A week later, we were at a meeting of our jail ministry group, and one of the members said to the group, "Did you hear about Buffy? She was released on Thursday and died of a heroin overdose on Sunday." Many thoughts raced through my mind. It seemed that in reality, the jail had been keeping her alive. And with no one to help her on the outside, she simply returned to what she knew, heroin. And in 3 days, it killed her. Did the system do enough for Buffy? Did the courts? Did we as concerned citizens, or worse yet, did I do enough? These questions will never be answered. But what I do know for sure is she deserved help. How many other Buffies are out there? Heroin is a powerful drug, and the odds of beating it are very slim. Some say 3%. Tonight, say a prayer for Buffy and all the other Buffies out there that have been hooked by this deadly drug, that someday there might be easily available treatment and safe transitional residential facilities. If only we cared enough, it could happen. This is Tony Agnese.